A reading from Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children and heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
A reading from Matthew. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slaves said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord. So when Jesus explains a parable so explicitly, what else could there possibly be for me to say about it? If you are an evildoer, you can expect judgment and punishment. If you are righteous, you will shine like the sun in God's kingdom. Well, my Lutheran theology has a big problem with that simple explanation of the parable that Jesus gave his disciples. It's a problem because both of those things describe me and you. Sometimes I'm a weed, sometimes I'm wheat. Sometimes I'm an evildoer, sometimes I'm righteous. Sometimes I'm a sinner, and sometimes I'm a saint. Does that mean I'm going to have dual residency? Does it mean that I better hope that the harvest comes on one of my good days? Jesus said that if we have ears, we should listen. So I listened to this parable and Jesus' explanation of it over and over last week. Finally, it occurred to me that besides listening to what Jesus said, I also needed to listen to what he didn't say. Like, Jesus gave a corresponding meaning to everything in the parable except the slaves of the master. Jesus didn't say who they were. The sower is him. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. The enemy is the devil. The reapers are angels. So who are the ones serving the master? Jesus doesn't say. But they clearly wanted to help Jesus by pulling up all the weeds and getting rid of them for him. They wanted to weed out the evildoers, which means they were self-assigning themselves as righteous judges of other people. And Jesus told them no. They weren't the best ones for the job. In their anxiousness to judge who are wheat and who are weeds, they might toss out some of the very ones that were going to bear fruit later. Nobody can make that judgment except God. Even at the time of the harvest, the earthly servants weren't going to be called to exterminate the evil weedy doers. The angels would have that assignment. So when I listen, I hear that this parable is not about people judging other people. In fact, sometimes the ones who are publicly producing all kinds of good fruit and declare that they can tell the difference between wheat and weeds turn out to be weeds themselves in the end. Jesus didn't explicitly say how patient the master is. But we certainly hear that in this reading. The master was willing to wait until the last moment to discover who was who. Things may look very different at the last moment. Think about St. Paul. A good thing he wasn't weeded out while he was Saul, an enemy of Jesus. Saul became Paul, a great champion of what he originally persecuted. Paul was central to the establishment of the early church and to the proclamation of the gospel to Gentiles. If he had been weeded out too early, we might not be here today. Jesus once said that he could make rocks into children of Abraham. So I have no doubt that Jesus can make wheat from weeds. Thank God that the one with the power will be the one making the call. Jesus didn't explicitly say that living as God's children in the world is like wheat and weeds growing together, but it really is. Just as in Jesus' day, there's the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of the world, and they have different purposes and different goals. And it can be hard to be wheat because you need a lot of light, like the light of the world. And you need a lot of water, like the water of life. And weeds need very little light or water to run amok. I see it every day in my yard. Jesus also didn't explicitly say what makes the righteous righteous. What makes someone a child of the kingdom? At least not in this incident, in this parable. Jesus did say on another occasion that God so loved the world that he gave Jesus so that all might be saved through him. He did say that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Paul, in his Wheaties years, said that all of us who have been baptized have been baptized into Christ's death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too will be raised from the dead. Paul said that those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The only righteousness any of us have is Jesus' righteousness. Because Jesus is willing to join his righteousness to us, even by dying, and God counts that as our righteousness. If this reading was all that I knew about Jesus and God's kingdom and righteousness, I would find it very distressing. But thankfully, it's not. Jesus said many, many more things about himself and God's kingdom and righteousness. And he did many things to show us what that means. And we've been given the whole story of God's faithfulness to people. From the moment of creation, God's faithfulness when we are wheat, and God's faithfulness even when we are weeds. Sometimes I'm a weed. Sometimes I'm wheat. Sometimes I'm an evildoer. Sometimes I'm righteous. Sometimes I'm a sinner. Sometimes I'm a saint. Actually, all the time I'm an evildoer because of sin in me. And all the time I am righteous because of Christ in me. All the time I'm a sinner because I was born a child of the world. And all the time I'm a saint because I was reborn a child of God in my baptism. That's who I am. Until the harvest, when God will remove all causes of sin, and in the righteousness of Jesus, I will shine like the sun in the kingdom of God. Let anyone with ears listen.